It's VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. military aid for Ukraine is on its way. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says in Kyiv, as Russia pressed on with a new offensive in the northeastern Kharkiv region. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on the trip to Ukraine's capital by America's most senior diplomat.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Kyiv on an unannounced diplomatic mission to reassure Ukraine that it has American support as it struggles to defend against increasingly intense Russian attacks. The two-day visit comes less than a month after Congress approved a long-delayed foreign assistance package that sets aside $60 billion in aid for Ukraine, much of which will go toward replenishing badly depleted artillery and air defense systems. It's Blinken's fourth trip to Kyiv since Russia invaded Ukraine in February 2022. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Washington says it is working to resolve the many issues in the continuing conflict in Gaza as negotiations continue regarding the Israel-Hamas war. VOA's Anita Powell has more.
The grief of thousands of people underscores world leaders' urgent attempts to end the war in Gaza after more than 7 months. Fear hangs over the people of Gaza as they scramble for safety under the shadow of a threatened full Israeli offensive into the crowded city of Rafah. And growing youth anger over the unceasing violence has inflamed American universities and spread beyond the shores of the U.S. At this delicate point, the White House said Monday that Washington is still plugging away at negotiations in Cairo aimed at securing the release of hostages and a truce. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
Meantime, Israeli troops fight Hamas militants in multiple battles across the Gaza Strip. This is VOA News. Lawyer Michael Cohen is back on the witness stand today in the hush money trial of his former boss, Donald Trump, who is the presumed Republican presidential candidate and the former U.S. president. Here's a wrap of Monday from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Donald Trump's former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, told jurors Monday about the $130,000 payment he made to Stormy Daniels in 2016 so that she would stay quiet about what she says was a sexual encounter with Trump, which he denies. Cohen testifying that Trump told him if the news got out during the election, women would hate him, and that the story was about to get out in the Daily Mail and she had to be paid. Cohen says Trump told him he'd be paid back. Prosecutors say Trump paid Cohen back, labeled it legal expenses to cover up the hush money deal. Trump denying those charges. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden is announcing plans to slap new tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles, advanced batteries, solar cells, steel, aluminum, and medical equipment. It's an election year move that's likely to increase friction between the world's two largest economies. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The tariffs come in the middle of a heated campaign between President Joe Biden and his Republican predecessor, Donald Trump. Both candidates have been vying to show who's tougher on China. White House officials say the tariffs will help thwart Beijing's efforts to dominate the market for emerging technologies in ways that pose risk to U.S. national security and economic stability. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
And in other world news headlines, Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit China this week, both countries announced, meeting his friend Xi Jinping as he seeks to win greater support from Beijing for his war effort in Ukraine and his isolated economy. Rescuers recover more bodies after weekend flash floods and cold lava flow on Indonesia's Sumatra Island killed at least 50 people and left another 27 missing, the country's disaster agency says. Conflict in Sudan and Gaza pushed the number of internally displaced people worldwide to a record 75.9 million at the end of 2023, an NGO monitor says in an annual report. And Hollywood stars jetted to Cannes, France, as the world's premier film festival got underway. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.